Suzanne Harjo from the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes has spent her life as an activist, a voice dedicated to preserving and reminding America that the native peoples of North America are a living part of our culture, something that this week's Feast of Thanksgiving is supposed to commemorate. You could recall President Lincoln established Thanksgiving as an important part of his legacy, but that proclamation was a far cry from any emancipation for the ravages wrought on the native peoples of North America. We wanted to talk about Thanksgiving with someone who has a historic vision of both sides of that original table. Suzanne Schoen Harjo is also one of 19 individuals receiving the nation's highest civilian honor today, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Welcome, Suzanne, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and it's great to talk with you again, John.
And you are something of a real melting pot of various Indian nations and tribes. Aside from the Cheyenne and Arapaho, you're also Muscogee?
I am a Cheyenne citizen of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, and I'm also Muscogee.
What are your feelings about Thanksgiving?
Well, there's so much mythology that's been built up by the pilgrim side that I don't think we can ever sort through it. And on the native side, there's so much anger still about massacres and the way things did not go well that I don't know that you have a midpoint between a day of mourning and a day of giving thanks. But giving thanks is a genuine native tradition, and it's a wonderful tradition. And I especially like the idea of a feast that everyone's having that is comprised solely, if you do it right, of native foods.
And there are many cookbooks dedicated to making sure that the people remember the actual menu of the time, which is also a cultural and political statement as much as it is exploring history and cuisine. You know, your Presidential Medal of Freedom recognizes your sensitivity to these issues and also your activism that began for many people with your radio show on WBAI right here in New York City, the first Native American news program.
Absolutely.
And that led to your being a congressional liaison during the Carter administration, which helped pass the Indian Religious Freedom Act of 1978, which was an important step towards a battle that we're still having today. You're very familiar with the arguments about the Washington Redskins. You actually won one of those battles years ago.
I did, before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and I and my co-plaintiffs did win a decisive victory. That was in 1999, and we won on the merits, but as it was appealed, we lost on a technicality. And when I saw that that was the way it was going, I organized another lawsuit, an identical lawsuit, but brought by young Native Americans who would not have the problem that the federal district court, the technical problem, had identified with us. So that case also has just won a similar kind of ruling from the trademark judges, the ones who know most about this issue.
And, of course, by that time, you had already gotten the University of Oklahoma to retire its mascot, Little Red, back in the 70s. One of the things that I think the Presidential Medal of Freedom commemorates in your case is, as politically active and as powerful as your message is, there's also this really hopeful sense with the Morningstar Institute that you know, there is a world of culture to explore among Native peoples in the United States, and that people shouldn't be afraid of it. They should really explore it. And the Smithsonian has taken your cue, and there's perhaps one of the proudest legacies of all from you is the American Indian Museum.
Well, yes, absolutely. We started working on that in 1967 and envisioned it. Where it is, right in front of the Capitol, and it's amazing to think how everything we wanted, we got, and more. So even though it took from 67 to 89 to get the Enabling Act, and it took a very long time to refurbish the Custom House in New York and to build from the ground up the Cultural Resources Center in Maryland and to build the museum on the National Mall in front of the Capitol, which opened in 2004. So these were massive undertakings.
Well, it's among the most popular attractions on the Washington Mall. Congratulations on receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Suzanne Harjo, Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe member, Native American activist, currently president of the Morning Star Institute. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.